on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. If you missed our last segment, go to lovenm.org and find out about Love Month, and please prayerfully consider your part in volunteering in one or more of those planned ministries outreaching to our community. I did want to let you know, parents, summer camp coming up, or maybe VBS, you're looking for a place for the kids to keep busy over the summer, go to klyt.fm right there in the Action Center. We have put together a 2020, actually, I should say, Rochelle, who's engineering today's show, along with our web team, has put together this summer guide to Bible camp and VBS. Actually, if you'd like to add your VBS or summer camp to our website at klyt.fm, it makes it easier for parents, guardians, to find a place for the kids to keep busy over the summer. Please send all that information in an email address to studio@klyt.fm. I happen to know, too, if you go to our website under events, there's a place for you to submit your event. You could do it that way, too, or just go to our contact. However you reach out to us, it all goes to that email address, studio@klyt.fm. Our next studio guest is Jody Hendricks, a regular guest to the broadcast from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Any breathers? You've been able to take a little break from, or, you know, you guys just keep going and going. You know, you finish one thing and you're on to the next.
Yes, it is constantly go, go, go. But it's good because there's a lot of great things happening.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how much we covered, rehashed the event you did with pastors.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to yet.
How did that go?
Oh, it was fantastic. So we had a full day Yes, it was our Equip Pastor Summit. Yeah. And so we had pastors come together and we just spent the entire day just pouring into them. We provided some really great trainings. We had a keynote speaker come from out of town that was just fantastic and really encouraging the pastors to recognize biblical citizenship as making disciples.
Yeah.
It's all about making disciples. How will they know their values if we are not teaching them? You know, when people come to Christ, they have to learn what their values are if we're going to expect them to vote biblical values and what that looks like. So it was just a wonderful day, a lot of great connection, a lot of relationships built.
Did you meet some new pastors you had not met?
I did.
Good.
There were several that had come for the first time that they said, well, you know, so-and-so, somebody in their lives had told them I should check out this summit. And they were so glad they did. And it was so great to get to meet so many pastors and to really be able to spoil them that day. We had so many great gifts for them. We had fantastic food. And of course, we had some pretty amazing panelists and speakers and resources for the pastors to take home that day.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, corner you here, but next year?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's already in the works. We're already working on details, and we're excited. We're excited to see it grow from this year and just continue to have an impact for our pastors in New Mexico.
Yeah, and if I'm being transparent, I guess I did kind of want to corner you on it. I did it live on the air.
Yep. Well, it's good. I'm glad you did because, yes, pastors, have it on your radar for next year because you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it here as well as that draws near next year. Now, something else we have been talking about, our announcers have been mentioning, you know, like I said, the New Mexico Family Action Movement, which, by the way, it's nmfam.org, is just, you know, the Equip Summit, and, you know, you've got other things coming up soon, including Family Fun Festivals, one here in Albuquerque and one here in Las Cruces?
In Farmington, actually.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes. This year it's Farmington. Las Cruces is in the works, but it might not happen until next year.
Okay. I'm changing what we're saying then to Farmington, right, like as we speak. But Farmington is a great opportunity to reach out to families there. And for those not familiar with these Family Fun Fest, they're exactly what they sound like. however, the resources that are made available, you know, even if some come to mind that you know, like things like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, what are people going to experience at these festivals? And don't go away because I'm going to let you know how you can volunteer.
Yeah. So the Family Fun Festivals are, like you said, exactly what they sound like. It's a free day for families. And we have, last year we had 45 different organizations participate.
Great.
So different tents, games for the kids, prizes for the kids. We give out free backpacks full of school supplies. This year we're doing free food. So a lot of great things for families to come and experience for just a fun, clean, family-friendly day. But also those organizations that come and participate with us, they offer some kind of resource for the family. And so there's so many different opportunities for you to connect with education resources, with Christian financial planning resources, health resources, pregnancy centers, drug rehab, counseling.
Maybe food banks.
All kinds of things that provide something for the family.
Yeah, and I'm glad you clarify that, because I think sometimes people think, oh, there's going to be a bunch of organizations that want to sell me something or sign up for something. They are there to serve.
That's right.
And they are there as a resource for your family or someone you know. And listen, you know, you may even be thinking, I'm good. But you know what? There's always someone in your sphere of influence that's going to need assistance in some way. And this is a great way to be informed and get out and have a lot of fun. Now, I mentioned volunteering. If you're at the place where you're like, no, you know what? I'm good. Okay. Well, come on out and serve with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. What kind of volunteer opportunities are you looking to fill?
There's going to be some great opportunities. Specifically this year, we could use help with the food that we're preparing and giving out. We always need help with the backpack management, getting those in the hands of the kiddos and the school supplies. We need help setting up and tearing down. We need help just leading families through. If families have questions and are like, hey, where might I be able to find, you know, this type of resource or that type of resource? We need volunteers who are there to just love on families. So this is a beautiful opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus. You know, we talk at New Mexico Fam that we want to see families thrive in New Mexico. And this is one of the ways that we are living that out. We want to see families thrive. And so if you want to see families thrive and be a part of blessing a family, come and volunteer with us, because we definitely have a place at the table for you.
Okay. Now, I think it's as easy as going to nmfam.org and then just contacting you through the website. And when you send correspondence, just say, I heard about volunteer opportunities and I am offering my services. As simple as that, really, through
that's
the website.
It's as simple as that.
Okay. So that's coming up. Now, you told me about, actually, I should have known about the event you mentioned off the air, which you can find at lovenm.org right now. If you go there, it's something that you're teaming with the Palau team.
Yes.
What's the name of the ministry?
The Palau team.
Okay.
That's
is
what
it? Okay.
Now, yeah.
with Love NM, who we just heard from, Clay, stories of hope. What's the plan?
I'm so excited for this one. So this event, Stories of Hope, is June 26th, and we're partnering with the Palau team and with many other organizations here in New Mexico to put on an evening for women. So this one is focused just for the girls. And I know that there's some opportunities for men's events as well, but we are partnering in the women's event, which is Stories of Hope, June 26th. And its focus is to be an evangelistic night, an evening where you can bring your friends or family or coworkers that don't know Jesus, that need hope. And the evening is just focused on sharing the hope of the gospel with them. But we're going to do that in some really creative ways. First, we're going to hear a lot of great stories of hope. We're going to have a special time with Wendy Palau as well. But then we're going to have some female-owned businesses that are there that you can connect with. We're going to have some resources, just like we have at our Family Fun Festival. We're going to provide those resources at this women's event so that women have an opportunity to connect with resources that might be just what they need, but otherwise would not have known that they're available to them.
Right. Or to their sphere of influence.
Exactly.
Again, each of these services may not be something, you know, you would necessarily need, but it's just good to know these services are available. And New Mexico Family Action Movement, it's a great way to connect them with you. mothers, daughters, grandmothers?
Yeah, yeah, any ages. I believe our, you know, we have teens that are already going to be coming.
Yeah.
We have some elderly women and everything in between, because really the night is focused on the gospel. And so it is tempting. I will say this. It's tempting to be like, hey, all of my friends who know Jesus and yeah. walk strongly with him, let's go have a girls' night. Great. We love that. But let's remember the focus of this evening is to bring our unsaved friends.
Well, that's easy. Okay. So you've got your group of gals that you go out and, you know, whatever with, get together the next time you get together and say, hey, let's go to this. And each of us bring someone with us. We know we want to make sure that here's the gospel of Jesus.
Yes. And you can do that by hosting a table. If you look on Love NM and you go to the Stories of Hope event, you'll see where you can host a table and go in on it with a friend or two and split the cost if you need to. And each one of you bring someone who's unsaved. So that's say maybe a table of eight, maybe four of you know the Lord.
That's right.
But each one of you brings someone who doesn't know the Lord.
I love that.
That's four. More women are getting to hear the hope of the gospel that night.
Now, there are people who have stories of their own to share.
Yes.
You're collecting those.
Absolutely. Because we recognize that there are so many amazing stories of hope across our state specifically. And there's something special when someone who is seeking or someone who is hurting, someone who truly needs hope, when they hear stories that are close to home, when they hear stories, it's like, hey, that's a woman that lives in my same community, or that's a woman who's been through something that I have, and she's right here in New Mexico. That speaks a lot more highly, much more deeply to that woman's need than random people from around the nation that she's never going to see again. And so we want to collect your story of hope to see if it's something that we can showcase, whether it's on a panel or the event itself, you know, that evening. We want to be able to share those stories of hope. So you can reach out to us at New Mexico FAM, or you can reach out on that Love NM site on the Stories of Hope event. There's going to be some ways for you to connect and find ways to share your story with us.
Yeah. If you know, if you have, we often call them God stories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about. And a story that connects to your confident expectation in Christ, somewhere where Christ, you looked back and you, wow, look how Christ moved in my life there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you have that. I'm glad you have that to look back on to encourage you. Share it.
Yeah.
Sharing that could be the beginning of someone else's hope story.
That's right.
So we encourage you to be a big part of that. Hey, we're up against a break. And Jody, June, 2nd is just around the corner?
Yes.
So
that's a big day, guys.
Yeah. And if you have no idea, we're going to inform you.
Yeah.
We'll cover it all when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. All right. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit in a funk. I was a lot in a funk last night. I won't go into details. And I was a little in a funk this morning. And I've been around the body of Christ this afternoon. And thank you, body of Christ, for being around. Jody's in studio from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Thanks, Jody, for being here.
Of course.
Had Clay Schroff from Love NM in before that. But, you know, what I'm encouraged by today, the things we've already talked about, ways for the body of Christ together to come together to lift one another up and to lift up those who don't know Christ yet, to share the truth with them.
Mm.
And that is the main thing. And let's keep the main thing, even when it comes to what many, you know, politics isn't a dirty word. But when it comes to, you know, let's say this, to our place in the public square, and we do have a responsibility in the country that we live in. We are free to engage and vote, and we regularly on this show encourage you to be registered to vote, and please exercise that freedom and that right. June 2nd is the primary in New Mexico. And I don't know, is New Mexico Family Action Movement doing anything in preparation for that?
Of course we are. We are always doing things, Steve. Specifically for the primary, if you visit our Action Center at nmfam.org, you're going to see a primary profile guide. So let me tell you what you're going to find there, because there's a few things that you need to be aware of so you know what you're looking at. First, you're going to see some options to compare your candidates, your conservative candidates for governor and lieutenant governor. Now, why does it matter? A lot of people think about the primary and they're like, yeah, but this isn't the general. And so let whatever's going to be. And then we'll just maybe get involved after June. I really want to encourage you not to that. I want to encourage you to get involved now, because as people of faith, we are called to steward not only our homes and churches, but also our role in the public square. And one of the most practical ways that we live out that responsibility is by engaging in the voting process. But we have to engage with wisdom, with discernment, and with truth. And so that's what the primary profile guide is designed to help you with, to make sure that you can engage, that you can vote with conviction and with clarity. So when you see those opportunities to view the profiles between the candidates, you're going to see the side by side, all three candidates for both races.
And that is for the gubernatorial primary profiles that you've made available.
Yes.
As well as the lieutenant governor.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe go into that a little bit, because, you know, how many people do you run across like, really, you know, what do they do?
Right.
And the truth is, the truth is, some do more than others.
That's right. That's right. And there are responsibilities. So obviously, you know what our governor does. The governor is responsible for leading the state and for making decisions. And they have the power to veto if a progressive legislature tries to pass things that we don't like. They have the opportunity to lead our state in policies that will be beneficial, that will protect our values. Values and protect our economy. But the lieutenant governor is just as important. The lieutenant governor has a lot of responsibilities day to day in the Senate, in leading policy as well, in leading the direction and offering guidance, and of course, supporting the governor. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things I could go on and on about.
Yeah, and actually we're running out of time, but you have a lot on here I want to make sure to mention.
Yes.
You also put on there the primary election details about write-in candidates.
Yes.
30 seconds on why you put that there?
Absolutely, because there are going to be three blanks on your ballot. There is going to be a blank under United States Senator. There's going to be a blank under State Auditor and under State Treasurer. That's because those are write-in names. We have to write them in now so that they can be on the ballot in the general election.
Okay.
So what you can do is visit our Action Center and you'll scroll down and you'll see the write-in candidates, a nice big graphic that you can see. What you have to do is you have to make sure to fill in the bubble and then write in the name clearly.
Okay.
And we see right there on that graphic on our Action Center, you'll see the names, how to spell them, how to fill out that portion of your ballot so that those names are counted.
In general, what can you tell me about these three write-ins and why you put them?
Because these are the only option. Otherwise, there will be nobody on the ballot.
Okay.
There will be no one contesting the progressive seats that are being held.
Okay. You'll also find on the Action Center a place to look at your sample ballot, and you can actually register to vote.
Yes, absolutely. People don't realize you can actually register online.
Yeah.
So don't let that stop you, you know, thinking you have to go somewhere. You can register online. Now, I will say, if you register now, you cannot vote in the primary because your registration will not be processed until after the primary. However, register now because you don't want any issues when it comes time to vote in the general.
Okay, and if you're registered independent, you'll also find a polling location by address. 30 seconds, any final thoughts, Jody?
Now, I just want to encourage people, you know, we've been talking about being the hands and feet of Jesus, and we have to consider how the Lord is calling each of us to do that, whether it's serving, volunteering, there's so many great options for you, or whether it's just showing up to vote and make sure that you're using your voice to vote for biblical values, to stand firm and take action in the public square.
Love it. Jody, thank you. Thank your family. Because I know, you know, a lot of times you're kind of a one-person team. You do a lot, but your family also provides opportunity for you to do that.
Yes.
So blessings to you and your family and the team at New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Spend some time in the Action Center June 2nd. It's a week from Tuesday. Be prepared before you go to a vote. And if you haven't voted or if you haven't registered, you can register at the site as well. All right. Coming up after the break, we catch up with some of the team from God's House. They've got a great event coming up that's probably just perfect for your family. Find out more after this on ABQ Connect.